This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A small, overcrowded house with a resident that has COVID-19 may sound like a hopeless situation, but that's not necessarily the case. Dan Winkleman, president and CEO at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, says he knows a few families faced with a situation in which one of them had the virus and the family kept it from spreading to others in their home.
They're able to isolate them in one room. Everyone else had masks on when they shared the bathroom, then they cleaned the bathroom after that person had exited, and they were able to not get sick.
Winkleman, talking during a virtual town hall on Monday, admits that that's not the norm. Instead, overcrowded homes with limited facilities, typical in most villages, coupled with people who are not able to take these precautions, usually spread COVID to others in the home and the village beyond. In more pandemic news, with COVID-19 cases crowding into hospitals, people are being asked to delay other medical procedures if possible. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges advises people to take advantage of telemedicine to possibly avoid traveling for medical care.
We're encouraging our patients to keep as many telehealth visits as they possibly can, and we do appreciate the cooperation from Dr. Anders and the specialists at ANMC to really pivot to doing visits by phone or by video for the people in our outlying areas who have trouble traveling. But ultimately, consulting with the community health aide and with the providers here in Bethel, we can help make that decision about what's worthwhile to travel.
Despite the growing number of COVID cases in the region, Hodges says at this point, there are enough supplies at both the Bethel Hospital and local village clinics for treating patients.
We have been getting enough of the medication that we use to treat hospitalized inpatients for COVID. That's primarily our dexamethasone, which is a steroid that is useful in the treatment of hospitalized COVID patients, and remdesivir, which is an IV medication. As far as the villages and oxygen supplies, we work with each village on a daily and weekly basis to make sure they have enough oxygen cylinders.
Hodges says that each village has a machine to concentrate oxygen that handles the needs of most patients. Oxygen tanks are flown out for those who need more oxygen than the machines can provide. The Yukon-Kuskokwim region has the highest COVID-19 case rate in the state. Continuing our COVID coverage, Gweethluk is struggling to control a major outbreak of the coronavirus in the village. Jordan Fisher, the village COVID-19 incident commander, estimates that of the 800 people who live in Gweethluk, as of last week, 150 had been diagnosed with the virus. Gweethluk has been in lockdown since October, and Fisher says it will likely remain so through the end of the year or until there are fewer new cases.
It's a moving target, the date when lockdown is going to end here in the village because of the amount of cases that are being identified on a daily basis. And I don't know how long that will last because people will get tired of staying in. It's tough, especially with this virus, because the human species is a very sociable. It'll only work if individuals do their part.
If someone doesn't comply with the rules in Gweethluk, there are ramifications that exist there that do not exist in other communities. Gweethluk's council has passed ordinances imposing fines for breaking COVID mandates.
Oh, they're for a substantial amount. The first violation is a fine of $150 until the COVID-19 pandemic is over. The fines shall be increased by $50 for every violation. There are fines for local businesses and schools, a fine of $1,000 for not requiring face masks, and additional $150 per employee for not wearing face masks. Fines shall also be increased by $500 and per day, and about $50 per employee for not being in compliance with this ordinance.
Gweethluk is also impounding snow machines and other vehicles used by people to come into the village without authorization. The impound fee starts at $100 and goes up. Despite enforcement and fines, Fisher says it took a while for village residents to take the pandemic seriously.
Now they are, because we've had a couple of deaths and we've had multiple medevacs for patients that have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Needless to say, virus is highly contagious to the point where it only possibly just took one person or multiple to infect a whole community like this. You know, it's just best to stay home during these times.
Gwithluk Incident Commander Fisher says the local airlines have been good at calling to check that passengers have authorization before flying them to Gwithluk. But with winter here, when anyone can jump onto a snow machine or into a truck to travel, he says it's going to be harder to keep visitors out. Lastly, in our daily COVID count, YKHC announced evidence of community spread of COVID-19 in Tuluksak yesterday. Tuluksak is the 10th community in the region to show evidence of community spread of the virus. Also yesterday, two more people were admitted into the Bethel Hospital for COVID-19, and there were 63 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 23 cases in Akiak, 18 in Bethel, 2 in Chivac, 7 in Congegenac, 3 in Gwithluk, 1 in Mountain Village, 4 in Pilot Station, 4 in Quinnahawk, and 1 in Tuluksak. There are 600 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 1,994 cases, 13 medevacs, 29 Bethel hospitalizations, and 11 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up. Our local newscast will return on Monday after the holiday.